In the beginning, there was the Word. That's the phrase you've heard so often, but the original text is, in the beginning, there was the Logos, and I like that better. Like, God reasoned the universe into being, took formless chaos and persuaded it to signify something. Yes, made her moves, and thus our meaning. That version appeals because right now, you have unmade me, emptied my world only to fill it back up again with a new and previously incomprehensible rationality, you, my demiurgic love. If I lay here in our tangled limbs, half blind and unspeaking, it is only because there is no earthly language that can possibly express what you have opened in me. No linguistics for the dark, sweet succulence of our intersubjectivity. What does it mean that your cunt tastes exactly like the word sex? How can it be that when we kiss, the copper of your blood on my tongue merges in our mouths and I can see the face of God? What is the differential diagnosis for the overwhelming rush of sensation and bliss I feel at the undulating tremors of body-shaking, tear-inducing pleasure produced by the slow, insistent introduction of my hand to your cunt? Why do I cry when you come? Is it because in that perfect interstice, perspectives intermix, and we are, however briefly, one creature? Perhaps, but simplicity and cliché are not the hallmarks of your logos, and I suspect what we are is a dancing, swirling will-o-wisp incapable of classification. And for that, my love, I am oh so grateful, because this is worthy of every accusation of madness and every padded cell ever devised by small men, too cold and dry and rational, to appreciate the wet brilliance of you.